Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,800 head will be on offer, 4,100 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 12,600 weaned calves, and more. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Lots to talk about from the latest crop progress numbers. Let's start with the plantings of our 2021 winter wheat crop. Nationally, we're three-fourths done. 77% of the crop is now in the ground in the 18 major winter wheat producing states across the United States versus 72% five-year average, 77% now planted. In Oklahoma, we're up to 74% of the crop now planted. That's even with the five-year average and a little bit behind the 77% of a year ago. In Kansas, 84% of the crop now planted versus 70% for their five-year average, 83% at this point a year ago. So Kansas farmers rapidly getting their crop in the ground. In Texas, we're up to 64% of the crop now planted versus the 65% five-year average. One-third of the U.S. cotton crop has now been harvested. Texas, the number is 42% versus a five-year average of 29%. In Oklahoma, we're at 16% harvested right now versus a 15% five-year average. In Kansas, the harvest really just getting going, 6% now harvested, 6% their five-year average. As far as the grain sorghum crop is concerned, we're a little over to almost two-thirds done now, 63% now nationally harvested, 51% is the five-year average. In Oklahoma, we're up to 47% now harvested versus 51% five-year average. 49% of Kansas grain sorghum crop now harvested, 32% of the five-year average. So they're moving quickly there. And Texas is now at 92% harvested on the grain sorghum crop versus their 80% five-year average. U.S. soybean harvest, 75% done nationally versus 40% at this point a year ago. And the U.S. corn crop now 60% harvested versus 28% at this point 1 year ago. Pasture range ratings, what a difference just a few weeks makes. Latest numbers nationally, 20% now rated in good to excellent shape, 36% fair, but 44% of our pasture range ratings are in poor to very poor shape nationally. Compared to this time a month ago in September, we've got Oklahoma now at 27% in good to excellent shape. That's down 23 points compared to a month ago. Texas, 20%. Good to excellent shape, down 10% from a month ago. Missouri, 26%, good to excellent shape, down 27 points from a month ago. And Kansas, 27%, good to excellent shape, down 10 points from 1 month ago. FFA, in advance of their national virtual convention next week, naming their AgriScience Fair national finalist, and Stillwater FFA, the top chapter in America. They've got 8 projects named as national finalists. You've got farm news on Ron. Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd. And that's our farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.